I look tired because I was with Minnesota Bound doing a turkey show this morning, turkey hunting show. So I got up kind of early. Now, Mike, you know, a lot of what Rick said really is exactly what we thought of him. You know, number one, we value cover guys here along with our pass rushers. And this guy has the traits we're looking for, the ability to get from point A to point B. I think, you know, you can see that Rick and I are always on the same page and all these things we talk about. We actually sat in the in his office and watched a lot of these players at each position, him and myself and George Payton. So we, you know, we have an understanding of exactly what we're looking for. And, you know, I do think the punt return and the kick return did play a big part of it. You know, we weren't as explosive in our return game as we wanted to be last year. This kid will help us in all phases of special teams. And then we're going to mature him into being a full-time player. I don't know how soon that will be, but he's got the traits that we're looking for. We feel like that he can play inside or outside as a corner, and really just about everything that Rick said.
Bringing a guy like him in potentially, you know, as the third right away in camp, push guys like Mackenzie Alexander in that competition role?
Yeah, you know, quite honestly, I was just asked that question on the radio, but we didn't do it to push Mackenzie. We're just trying to get good football players in here and, you know, shake it out, and whoever ends up playing plays. You know, I'm not married to anybody, so we just go out and try to get the best players on the field. And quite honestly, in today's NFL, with as much throwing as going on, you know, I could see four corners in the game at one time.
Mike, how do you think that could affect your sub packages?
Well, it gives us a lot of flexibility, I think. And that's kind of what I was saying. You know, maybe, you know, I've always kind of tinkered around with, you know, maybe having one safety and four corners, you know, things like that. So it'll give us some flexibility in what we do in some of the nickel packages.
Taking a corner, being as close as you are to Terrence Newman, does there remain a chance that he still could be back?
Yeah, I think there still is.
What, in looking at Hughes and his tape so far, what is maybe the first skill or thing you'll be working with him on?
Well, everything, you know, his off technique. You know, we just do things a little bit differently, but we look for the certain skills. You know, his press technique is a little bit different than the ones we're going to teach him. But, you know, part of the deal with coaching is to be able to use what he has, and you know, if he's successful, do it. Let's not tinker with him. You know, it's like a guy throwing a baseball. You know, he throws a certain way, then you let him throw it. So, but we'll try to get him better like we try to do every player.
You mentioned in the past that you like cornerbacks that have height and length, and he doesn't quite seem to have the same profile. So what about him kind of overcame those concerns?
Well, the other things, you know, obviously I like big players everywhere, right? And he's 5'10", 1. Our prototype starts at 5'10", 5. So, you know, it's 4/10 or something different. So it's not really that big a deal.
Talked about his ability to play inside or outside, but for a rookie, I mean, is it easier to just plug him in maybe outside and,
yeah,
and start him?
Much. The nickel position's a hard position just because of the zone pass-off concepts, the man within your zone concepts that we do, understanding those, the blitzes, all the different things that they have to do. So it is more difficult. It's a little more time-consuming. It just happens quicker in there as opposed to on the outside.
There's one.
What are you waiting for? There was a big pause.
One report talked about him as sometimes wanting to gamble. Did you see that on tape, and does that cause you any concern at all?
No. I honestly didn't see it. That, I mean, you know. But if you're not aggressive, you can't play for me anyway, so I don't know if it's gambling or aggressive, but you know, that doesn't bother me at all. I've had some pretty aggressive corners in my day. I'd rather tell them whoa as opposed to go. Now, thank you.